Hello?
Oh, hi, Tremaine. It's Tina. I saw you trying to call back. I think we had a bad connection and we got cut off. So I was trying to reduce some of my settings. Yeah. Is it better now? Can you hear me okay?
Yes, ma'am.
You can? Okay, good. Yours is still kind of cracking up. So hopefully we could, you know, get this done. But what were you saying about your business now?
Oh, I've been closing, like, if I could get out my units, that would be like $500, you know, for sure. Like, and I could take home at least four out of the five, you know.
Are you thinking of putting the paid ads on for the pressure washing rather than the inflatables? Or are you thinking that if you did your mom's inflatables with the pressure washing, then it would be over $500 for both of them?
No. I can't do both of them.
Okay. Got it. That's what I thought you were saying.
No. I was just saying, like I'm saying, if my units go out, my units worth $500. So if all my units go out in a day, it'll be $500. That's all I was saying.
Oh, I get it. Okay, I see what you mean.
Yeah
definitely.
So, you know, they're not going out.
Are you thinking then that maybe you'd want to hold off for your mom right now? Because it seems like you guys were on top of her Google listing and her website and everything like that. You know, I know that we would get her better results even locally, but since she's already, you know, starting to rank and, you know, has a good site and all that, I mean, if you want us to do it, we can, but.
No, that's the thing. We, like, even on my mom, we're not showing up all the time. So that's kind of a problem. Like, yes, we rank, but mm-hmm. we're not ranking the top. That's one thing, you know. You want to be ranking the top. And besides that, that's the question I want to ask. Like, the Google click. Is it only on the map that to where it shows sponsor when it comes down to fun jump?
Yes. So if you have the account with us under where it says Google Insights, that's only counting the map. So if someone types in, you know, one of her keywords and she's working with us and they see her on the first page, and then let's say they never do anything about it. Maybe they call another company and they never call Triple T Inflatables. You'll still get an impression. Triple T Inflatables was found on the first page, right? But then Google also tracks the second step someone takes to find her. So on that Google Insights, you'll see how many people saw her, how many people click to her site, and how many people click to call her from the first page. So if they do the search, Tremaine, and they're on a smartphone, they can just click the number and call it directly from the phone. They don't have to hang up and then dial the number. But if they're on a regular computer, then they have to dial the number. So, you know, sometimes people see that, oh, I got, you know, 20 clicks to call and I wanted to get 40 clicks to call. Well, I always tell people, well, look, you have to also consider that the website clicks are people that maybe found you on a regular computer, so they couldn't click the call, right? So they had to go to your site to get the number. So those also are factored into that number.
I'm just trying to figure stuff out. Cause like I'm not understanding why. Well, I thought it would have been kind of like the pressure washing where it's basically show at the top and then come back and show, you know, the regular ranking, but they don't do that yet. So it just showed a map. And that's why I first seen, oh yeah, somebody else is doing the sponsor stuff.
Yeah, but the map is a higher revenue generating section because statistically speaking, when a consumer does a search online, 87% of them will bypass the paid ads at the top, or the sponsored ads, as you call them, and they'll go straight to the local listings, which is what's considered the maps, and then nobody goes to the back pages. So the maps is actually where 9 out of 10 consumers make their buying decisions, where the high revenue is generated. You know, not to say that there isn't a purpose for the sponsored ads. There's two benefits to the sponsored ads. One is she could get up there very quickly. You know, we say under 2 weeks, but I've seen people get up in the sponsored ads in about 3 days on a special request before. So that's the first benefit to them. The second benefit is you can target wherever you want without having an address there. So you guys are in Lafayette, right? But let's say you have a Beverly Hills type area that's, you know, 20 minutes away. Maybe you wouldn't get that kind of traction on the maps. But with the sponsored ads, you can run them wherever you want. So that's the two benefits to doing the sponsored ads. The downside to them is that you have to pay per click, whether it's a potential client, whether it's somebody clicking on it trying to sell you something, or even if it's a competing company clicking on it trying to drive your bill up, or just clicking on it accidentally to see what type of listing that you have. You're getting charged for those clicks out of the budget no matter what. You know, now Google will protect you from malicious activity. So let's say that someone goes on there and says, oh, I hate that I see this company up there all the time over me, so I'm just going to click on him 50 times and, you know, he'll get charged 50 times. Google will recognize that IP address is trying to be malicious and they won't charge you for it, right? But if it's a one-off situation where a competitor clicks on it here and there, then Google doesn't know that it's malicious, and then you get charged for those.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's the downside to it.
Yeah, I kind of know that. So is it better to have my address on the map or not to have my address on the map?
If it's a home-based business, it's better not to have it on there because it'll throw a red flag with Google if you put the address on there and it's a home-based business. Also, I've had people say before when their address is published that, you know, people once in a while will stop by, you know, their home looking for service and they're like, oh, I don't really like that. You know, who knows what kind of a weirdo is going to show up at my house at 2 a.m, you know? So, yeah, so sometimes people don't, you know, like it for security purposes, but also it will throw a red flag with Google.
On first, the pressure washing one went on there, and then they added it on there, and then that started making it be a little bit better. So that's why I thought of today.
Yeah. Yeah, it's better not to have it on there if it's a home-based business.
Yeah. I believe that was all of the questions. I'm going to just wait for my mama because, you know, it's both our business. But, you know, it's just, like I do most of the leg work.
Yeah.
I started the business. Like I said, whenever I did it, they were supposed to set up my LLC for inflatables, but they did the pressure washing. So,
oh, wow, I see. That's why you started with the pressure washing.
Yes, ma'am.
That makes sense. Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. But that's okay. I mean, you know how to find me. And if you call me, I always will call back by the end of the day. So I've been in meetings on and off all day and on back-to-back phone calls. So I didn't forget about you, but I was absolutely going to reach out to you, you know, before I had left today. So I'm so happy that you called in and that we were able to talk. And I think maybe a good route for your mom might be for her just to do, you know, the $300 worth of sponsored ads.
We know it's just, I don't want to keep having her to come out of pocket. She's been putting in more money than me lately, you know, and I feel like I already owe her. That's why, you know.
Oh, I see what you mean.
Yeah,
well, the only reason I'm suggesting it, though, is that with the sponsored ads, she's still month to month, but because a lot of what seasonal inflatables would do is seasonal, That way, you know, it would probably be better because, you know, you get up there quickly. Right now it's starting to be the season where people are going to start wanting them, you know? And I would hate to have you wait another 4 to 6 weeks to get the best placement. That's how it is with the maps, right? But with the sponsored links, you can get them up a lot quicker.
Yes, ma'am. I see a lot of people want it already. It's just...
Yep.
No, I'm on the phone talking to somebody about my business. I see a lot of people want it already. It's just, you know, it's just not getting it. And I see, like, a lot of pressure washer people's out, but I'm still not getting business myself. It's like, it's just hard. Like, right now, I'm doing Spark. I'm doing Walmart delivery because I don't have work with my business. So...
Yeah. Maybe we should put a call to action on your Google listing, like call now for a summertime special or something like that. They don't know what your pricing is anyway, so you can tell them, oh, whatever rate you give them, that's my special, right? But sometimes putting a call to action on there will help people, you know, to kind of see it and go, wow, this guy's running a summertime special. I want to see what it is, you know? And so we can do that. We can run weekly posts for you where every week it posts, you know, a special or just a call to action. And that might help you, you know, in the meantime. And then that's something you can do with, you know, without having to spend any more money. We can just do that. I see that we already created a Google post for you last week, so I think they're already set up to go. But I don't know if...
They're not set up to go because I've been having to ask them. I always have to ask them to do it just for them to do it.
To do the post. Yeah, usually they have people, you know, that would, you know, call in and ask it, but we could also set it where it's automatically, you know, like every week they do it. And then also the thing you can do on your end is to work on getting some more 5-star reviews. I believe last time we spoke, you were doing really good in the reviews department. So if you get a fresh one here and there, that also helps you get better results.
Yes, ma'am. I already know, and that's what I'm saying. Throughout my business, it's hard to get a 5-star review whenever you don't have the work.
Yeah.
You know, if you don't work, then you can't get a review. So,
I'm best I could.
Thank you, ma'am.
Yeah, thank you, sir.
Probably. So the last job that I got before I got the last review.
Yeah.
They were supposed to do a review as well. I had watched the house for free. And she did reviews on two other platforms.
Wow.
Yes. She did reviews on two other platforms. That's when I had two different calls. But she couldn't do it on Google. But that's why I feel like I have to do again just to get a review because I'm not getting work. Go do some free work and I'm losing all my money even more still.
Yeah, that's not good. Yeah. What you could do is send the link, the review link, to even friends and relatives. You know, don't have them lie and say, you know, oh, I used man-to-man pressure washing and he was the best service ever if they didn't actually use you. But they can absolutely vouch that you're a trusted business in the community. They could say, hey, I know the owner and this is an excellent business. Don't hesitate to call him and give you a 5-star review. All of that keeps you relevant, but also helps create that warm, fuzzy, comfortable feeling in hiring you, you know, prior to picking up the phone and calling you. So maybe start thinking of like some personal connections that you can send it to that would maybe vouch for your business, you know, and I'll send you that review generator email again, just so that you have it. And I think that that will help you too.
Because I have a woman that, say she did a review. Well, I need to call her back because she said she did it or whatever. Like the next day after the roof review.
Yes.
And she's, I don't know, for some reason that's not showing, but she said she did it, which I believe because whenever she got home, she was like, oh, she called me again to tell me how much she loved how our house looked. It's just, I don't know.
Yeah. That happens sometimes, Tremaine. I've seen it happen about 2 times in the last 6 months. So it's not very frequent, But I had two separate clients have their clients that wrote the review send a screenshot to them of it. And they forwarded me the screenshot that we sent over to Google, but the actual review wasn't posted. And it was so weird. Like, you know, Google will look into it and figure out, you know, why it wasn't posted. But that happened on two different attempts where, you know, and like I said, yeah, it's not very frequent, but it does happen once in a while.
I had it happen before as well.
Yeah, isn't that weird? Yeah, I don't know why it happened. And with the one lady, I even offered to go in and mimic the review for her. I said, look, I don't know why it's not posting Google. You know, they say, oh, we'll get back to you in 7 to 10 days, and then sometimes they don't, you know. So I told her, if you like, since you already sent it to me, I'll go on there and I'll write the exact same thing she did, and I'll put the exact same picture that she posted. And I went on there and I did it, and it stuck when I did it for her, but it didn't stuck when the actual client did it. It was so weird, you know? But those are one-off situations too where I can do that, because if it shows on the review that Tina Togafau is posting the review, and then if people find out that Tina works with Local Splash and they see that there's a bunch of reviews that are copy and pasted, then that will look suspicious to the end user, right? So the reason I was able to do it was a one-off situation. It was the one time that that lady's review didn't post. I went in and I did it for her. But other than that, you know, usually it's better to have them coming from different unique, you know, email addresses.
Yes, ma'am. Mm-hmm. I appreciate it.
Of course. Yeah, reach out to me if you have any other questions then, okay, Tremaine?
All right.
Have a really great rest of your evening, too.
All right.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.